Beat Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.
Anyway, so the other day, right, I was there and I decided I'd have one of my regular favourites just for a little snack.
Okay, what's your regular favourite?
Boiled three eggs.
Yeah.
Peels them straight into a mug. Mash them up. Loads of butter, bit of salt in, swish it all around, and then eat it like, just like, it's like the
like
most...
Like you just don't care.
It's just the most basic food ever, but it brings me so much joy. I love it, and it brings me back to when my granny used to make it for me as a kid. So
what
I still
have on the side?
Sometimes I might have a bit of toast with it, but in this case, I just, straight from the mug, just three eggs.
Imagine
and
me salt.
Belly afterwards.
And salt.
and a bit of salt. Yeah,
you have
to
put salt. And my dad used to always put a bit of butter.
Yeah, no, I said that. Yeah,
oh, sorry,
loads
you didn't
of
put
butter.
Sorry.
So it's almost like a soup by the time I finish one.
Oh, no.
An eggy soup. And as I said, I got so much joy out of it, and I do every single time. However, if it was the case that, let's say, I had someone around, if I took a man, right?
Took a lover.
It's not something I would necessarily make for somebody else.
I think that's where you're going wrong.
Really?
I think if you were to make that in its simplest of form, I think you would be onto an absolute winner. You'd be surprised.
It's like, it's not very sophisticated. You know what I mean? Lorraine was just on Gucky Egg Nile. I was reared on it and my kids love it too. I never heard
Gucky
of it.
Gucky Egg,
that.
Yeah, I've heard that. Gucky so egg. Basically what you're saying is it's not the kind of meal that you believe would entice somebody to come back.
No,
it wouldn't feel fancy.
If you're gonna
enough.
Make, if you, well, yeah, exactly. If you're gonna make food for somebody else, it has to be at a certain level. You can't just go for that really basic, weird stuff that you like yourself.
That's
even if
why
it's nostalgic.
I never have anybody over for dinner.
But do you have one of those things? Yeah. Okay.
So about circa 2 years ago now, I discovered something which changed my life and my family's life for the better. And I am talking about the sandwich bag, all right?
Yeah.
And when I say it changed my life, I really mean it changed everything in my life.
Amy, you're relatively new around these parts. She's been talking about this for the last 2 years. And I just want to point out, in 1996, I worked in Jury's Hotel. And for my lunch, I used to make toasted sandwiches in a bag. We had the bags in 1996. But this is a game changer in the 2020s for sure.
2024 was the year that my life became better than I ever thought possible. Because I'm not a cook, right? Although I did cook last Friday night. Thank you very much. Edgar Kirby, who I was inspired by, follow him on Instagram and get lots of lovely recipes. But if you're talking about that item of food or like what you would call a meal, most people wouldn't call it a meal, but I'll make it a meal. I say the sandwich bag changed my life because I didn't realise that it was so possible to make such a crispy and like cheesy sandwich taste as good. Like I'm going so far as to say that the sandwich bag tastes better than a grill sandwich maker. Like,
but no. I have to say, right on that, I would be so happy if anyone made me a toasted sandwich.
I'd never be disappointed with a toasted sandwich. You're not going to invite somebody into your house and be like, "I've cooked for you," and then serve them up. No, my mouth is salivating. You would.
I would. I know most people. Once you have a few crisps on the side to make it fancy.
I was going to say I'd put a few potato on the side. So basically what I'm doing is I'm buttering that bread. Your side, Brennan's all the way. Ham and cheese. The cheese is melting. Butter a bit at the top of the bread and the bottom. And then, Amy, it's what I like to call the glazed sandwich. And then you take it out of that toaster. You pop some crisps on the side. Bob's your uncle.
Okay.
All right?
I'm absolutely happy with that.
But I probably wouldn't
be judged.
I'd be delighted. My friend Keith always says, "You never have me over for dinner." I'd love to see his face. I brought him over and I served him up a toasted sandwich.
Because he goes all out when he brings people over for dinner.
Oh, he's very good. Yeah.
Amy, what is your meal that you love and you love making it yourself, but you wouldn't necessarily make if you had guests?
It's my little comfort one.
Go on.
I was feeling sorry for myself last week and I made it. So it's two potato waffles.
Oh nice.
God.
I'm in.
Okay, where are we going?
A couple of fried eggs.
I'm in.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe like either a sausage or a rasher or whatever I'm feeling. And
it's
then.
A
kind of, but you wouldn't put waffles with a fry.
Yeah. Oh, you would.
Some people might.
Yeah, I've always
had it's kind
waffles,
of a fry then.
Yeah.
Then my cold beans.
Out you go.
You see, I was about to say, I have done that and I totally agree with you. I wouldn't make somebody else, but I would just do the waffles and then beans on top.
Okay.
But my beans would have to be hot.
No, they have to be cold.
A little bit of cheese on your waffle elevate that. But your cold beans, I'd like you to leave the studio and never come back.
Yeah.
I think that's an absolute sin.
It's a travesty.
This is the question that we're asking you this morning. What is your go-to comfort food
that
you love, that you eat every single time, doesn't matter how long you've been eating it for, and you
just feel like it gives you a little bit of a warm, fuzzy feeling. But you would never in a million years cook it for somebody walking through the door, particularly somebody that you suppose you're trying to impress.
Yeah, if it was a date or whatever the case may be. 0851029103. Can anyone beat the awfulness of Amy's cold beans on waffles?
I don't think so.
I'm not sure.
Wake up! Come on, get on up! Start your day with Niall and Show on Beat.
Okay, we're talking about that food that you serve yourself at home when you just need a little hug in a cup or a bowl or a plate. And whatever you serve up for yourself, you just feel like, oh, yeah.
She's getting
I'm
her hug from
now.
A sandwich bag. Whatever, wherever you get it.
I tell you one thing, it's the best $1.99 you'd ever spend in your life. All right, 50 goes a pop.
Yeah, look, I love my poached eggs bags.
Yeah, there you go. Right, let's get through some of the messages this morning. Oh, will we start with Madeline?
Let's start with Madeline.
Yeah,
she's on the line. She's hanging on there. How are you, Madeline?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, yeah.
Yeah, you too.
Are you all set for the sweltery weather?
Kinda.
Well, we'll be okay. We'll drink our bottled water and we'll stay cool.
Yeah, we'll survive.
Yeah, we will. Come here, listen, we were talking about this and the food that you would absolutely consider to be your comfort food, but you wouldn't dream of serving it up to somebody else. Now, I'm a little bit confused. When you say your 2 minute noodles, do you mean your coconut noodles or pot noodles? Is that what you're talking about?
I'm talking about the ones that you just sort of boil in water and then you strain the water and then you sprinkle the seasoning on them.
I'm actually
going to blame my daughter for this, my 12-year-old. I never actually tried it and she's like, do you want me to put cheese on it for you?
Ooh.
Okay, Matt. Okay, let's just circle back there. So we're taking the noodles out.
We'll put the seasoning on.
And we've got the seasoning and everything is perfect in the world. And then suddenly along comes, what kind of cheese
are we talking
about?
Grated cheddar or what?
Just grated cheddar. And then I just pop it back on the stove so I can melt it all through the noodles.
You see, like I suppose with pasta you do that, but I'm a little bit baffled by the curry element of this and the cheese. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, curry cheese chips are very popular.
Curry.
Yeah, no, it actually tastes very nice with the curry. Just gives a little bit more kick to it.
Mm.
Kick.
Yeah.
All right, and this is your go-to. Just trying to process it.
This is my comfort food in the afternoon.
Okay,
and you blame your daughter for introducing this because it's in the best possible way you blame her.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I would never have thought of adding cheese to it.
Most people don't. But if you were having a dinner party on Friday evening, this would not be your starter.
No.
But it doesn't matter because it's your little thing. In your world, it makes you happy. And that is all that matters, darling girl. Thank you so much for chatting to us.
Have a lovely day.
Don't knock until you've tried it, says you.
Exactly.
Bye, love. Have a good day. Hang on a second. I've never heard. Am I living in like another world? I've never heard of curry cheese chips.
Are you messing?
I swear on my life, I've never seen that in a menu.
No, I'm not into it because I don't think it congeals. I'm not into it.
Yeah,
but
like
it's really popular. Particularly Supermax and Gabriel's does it.
I've never seen that on a menu. Really, and if I have, maybe I've
blanked it out. My mind is blank.
I am blank in the head. I genuinely have never seen that because I just wouldn't think those two things. Like you said, you know the way when you melt cheese and it kind of like
congeals.
Yeah, or like juice comes off and then it's greasy. I don't want that floating into
my
curry.
Katrina was onto us and we tried to get her to explain this one to us, but she says, my comfort food that I've yet to hear of anyone else liking is hard cheddar cheese sliced with mashed banana. I've loved it since I was a child. Cheddar cheese and banana.
Katrina, we always give you a right of reply on this show, and we did try to call you to explain the thought process, how it came about, on what planet does a cheese sliced cheese go with banana? Like again, I haven't tried it. I can't say it.
Contrasting flavors.
This was one that I regularly make for Eve, and I again, you can't knock it. It's a very simple dish. It's just pasta with grated cheese.
Basic.
Oh yeah. No, but there's something about, like, even do you ever just do plain pasta,
knob of butter, parmesan.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's how the Italians do it. That's just like my
mama. Yeah, but I think a lot of these people are talking to us and they're using cheddar. And I don't know if, I think the Italians would go crazy with cheddar cheese on pasta. Yeah. Let's just hear from Marie on this. We've got a mayo maniac.
Good morning, Beat. Just listen to you about your food. Now my go-to food, and it's absolutely turns people's stomachs. So I'll never ever actually give it to somebody, is I put mayonnaise on absolutely everything. I mean roast dinners, curries, fish, absolutely anything, I will put mayonnaise on it. But my go-to thing would be a sandwich with potato, cheese and onion on it, smothered with mayonnaise. Now, I mean absolutely smothered, where the mayonnaise is actually creeping out through the side of the sandwich. But yeah, no, I have a mayonnaise fetish. I am obsessed with mayo. Mayo goes on everything. I would quite happily at night time take out a bag, sit down and just dip mayo into it. Doesn't matter what it is, but mayo is life.
I'm going to go buy 99, dip it in my mayo.
Mayo is life. I can't. Like this one, I'm not going to read out the name, right? It says, don't.
But I can understand why you wouldn't want your name on this.
No, but I do think it's hilarious that when we're talking about something that is just so ridiculous,
inoffensive,
they're like, please do not read out my name. Please keep me anon. I agree with the lady, and the lady is Madeline, of course, who said that she likes the curry noodles with the cheese. Except I use chicken-flavoured coca noodles. You put the flavour in and leave the slightest bit of water in, and then, and this is why you wanted to remain anonymous.
This is the bit. Sit down.
This is why your name could not be read out on this show, because you couldn't put your name to this. In all honesty, you couldn't put your name. So you've got your coca chicken noodles, and then you've your water in, and then take down the music. Niall, take down the music.
It's too serious for the music.
So you've got it all going on there with the coca chicken noodles, and then you mix in with a bit of water. Hang on a second. You put in your two easy singles and you melt it and you stir it and then, according to Anon this morning, because you can't read out the name of this one, it is fantastic.
And that sounds like a crime.
And that texter will never have their name read out.
But we'll know.
Anonymous.
We know who you are. We'll see you on the streets and we know.
And we can see your profile picture. We can see the whole family there. And you're putting the easy singles in. But you will remain anonymous forever.
This is very ironic. This is called Taste So Good by Niall Horan.
Woke up this morning. Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Beat the...
Okay, all this week we're playing Beat the Bomb with Electro City, celebrating their new range of TVs. You'll find their stores in Kilkenny, Carlow and Waterford, and online at electrocity.ie. And having a crack this morning in the sunshine, supping his tea, it's Anthony. Hi Anthony, how's things?
Good morning, how are you?
We're good, and we're good. Happy Tuesday, Anthony. Happy Tuesday.
I know, it's amazing. And isn't I'm off praying later.
You're off praying?
Okay.
Tell us more.
I'm doing the novena for 9 days.
For 9 days. Okay.
Yeah.
And are you enjoying this fine summer weather that we are experiencing right now?
I am. It's lovely. I'm delighted about Argentina as well. I had my Argentina jersey on yesterday.
Oh! So you're following the World Cup?
You're a Messi fan, are you?
I am London Messi.
Good man.
Tell me this now.
Niall. There's plenty of time for Anthony. Yeah. You go first.
I want to know. Are you
guys? You remind me of Jan and Mary. Out the father Ted giving out.
We are very like Jan and Mary, actually. To be honest, the songs are playing.
That is so funny.
I was going to ask, are you in your shorts this morning? Or,
I am. I have black pair of shorts and Nike shorts and a lovely purple Nike t-shirt.
Lovely. Come here to me. Are you, or have you been on holidays anywhere?
No, I'm going to Santa Ponsa in September.
Oh, that was the first place my mum and dad ever brought me, Santa Ponsa. Are you looking forward to it?
Be lovely. Looking forward to this. Yeah, it'll be amazing now.
Who are you going with? I'm so nosy.
I'm going with my cousin Breda.
Oh, Breda, perfect. Okay.
And Anthony, just to remind people, this is a big year for you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It is. And I'd Breda as well. She's going to be 40 as well.
She may not want you putting that out on the radio.
Poor Breda. And are you having a joint birthday or is it just your party?
Two single parties because I'd have loads like coming, you know, like I'm very VIP.
And who's on the guest list?
Any celebs?
Oh, there'd be loads of celebrities now coming, including the Limerick hurlers.
Would there be? Okay, and give us a few more names there. Who else are you bringing to your party? Or who else are you inviting?
You'd never know, like, people from the radio now, you know, and people from all around the country and everything, and be lovely.
All right, and what about myself, John and Mary? Are we getting the invite?
Yeah, would you come to Limerick? You'd be more than welcome.
Anthony, I'd say we'd have an absolute brilliant night with you.
And keep a few chicken wings for you.
That's a very good offer. That's the best offer I've had.
Barbecue sauce.
Right. Okay. Let's get down to business. We want to give you the €50 Electro City voucher, Anthony, just for having a crack at this morning. And we're rooting for you, okay, darling?
Let's do this. Best of luck.
Lovely. I hope the questions suit me now.
Let's go. Who has stepped down as the head coach of Leinster Rugby this week?
I don't know.
No, that's okay. We'll pass. Leo Cullen. What singer who plays Dublin Tonight had a hit with the song Love the Hell Out of You? Playing in Dublin. No.
Any other song?
No.
Someone you loved.
Someone you loved. Taylor Swift.
No. Lewis Capaldi. What is 96 plus 65?
96 plus 65, 150.
Close, 161. Name the only nation to appear at every single FIFA World Cup.
France.
No, Brazil. Who recently announced their resignation as the UK's Prime Minister?
Enid Blyton.
No, it'll be, I know where you're going. It's Keir Starmer. What songwriter performed at Marley Park on Saturday and Sunday night? Niall was there.
Oh, can you sing one of their songs?
Talk to me. Ba 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 baby steps.
Talk to me.
Yeah.
It's on the top of my head.
It's on the top of my head. You're brilliant. No, will we move on?
It's Olivia Dean.
What sport would you see a scrum? You got this.
Rugby.
Right. In what country is Lapland situated?
Iceland.
No, it's Finland. What animated movie features the song, you know this, Hakuna Matata?
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata. Means
Jungle Book.
No. Means no worries. It's the Lion King. You are an absolute superstar. Do you know what my favourite thing about the whole round of That Beats the Bomb, Anthony? Do you want to know what my favourite thing was? I asked you a question, right? And before you even thought about answering, you took a sup of tea. I could hear you taking a sup of tea. And then you came back to me. And for that, I just want to say thank you for making our absolute day.
Do you know what's the same as well, Shauna?
Yeah.
When I was on Wind the Wheel and Mara and Dahi, I took a sup of tea as well. You spin me right round, baby, right round.
I think I said this to you at Christmas, and I'm not even joking. Please come and do the show with us someday.
I would love to come and do the show.
You are a tonic. You are a tonic, and you are a ray of sunshine. So you are. So 50 euros.
There'll be loads of bums in the studio. Beat the bums.
Anthony, enjoy the novena and enjoy the sunny
day. Have the best day, darling, and thank you so much for playing and bringing some sunshine into all our lives. Bye, Anthony.
Bye. Hallelujah.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday's Beat Breakfast. It is the 24th of June. It's hump day, everybody. Sun is shining. We are feeling good. And we're going to delve into a topic that I don't think we've talked about on the show before. And
it's a hard-hitting one. We had to wrestle this one from the Morning Ireland team. They wanted to cover it, but we said, no, this is for us.
That's what we do. Mm. We're really good at that. Mm. What I will say is, I think on the back of my Instagram stories over the weekend, I think, Niall,
suffers from secondhand embarrassment on my behalf, right? I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. I'm over there living my best life in Wexford Town, and he's in Waterford in his house going,
eye rolling.
Oh my God, she's at it again. What is she doing now? When I say my Instagram stories might have caused him secondhand embarrassment, I'm referring to the fact that on Saturday, myself and my family, and when I say my family, just myself and Eve and the dog, really, Tom, plays no part in this.
Yeah.
We are fond. Now, he does sometimes, he'll join in, but maybe for 10 seconds. We're fond of a little bit of kitchen dancing, right?
Okay.
And our kitchen, I think, lends itself to a little bit of movement because of the way that it's laid out. Mm. And I said to the lads in our production meeting yesterday, I said, are we the only family out there that dances in our kitchen, right? So we thought we would bring this to the show this morning and talk about whether or not you are part of a family and proudly part of a family that like to dance in the kitchen. It's very therapeutic. What I will say to you is, right, you might laugh, Niall, you might laugh and go, oh, what is she dancing in her kitchen for? I have video footage of you dancing in my kitchen.
I just say I'd like to make a statement on that matter.
It didn't happen once. It's not just once.
It was you, me and Cathy Wex.
No,
it was after our sold out Spiegel tent gig. So like it was a real night of celebration and it was 3:30 a.m. Okay, they are the circumstances when I will dance in your kitchen.
No, there's definitely another. I have another.
Another one.
It doesn't matter what time or day, you were in my kitchen and you were partaking in dancing. Therefore, you are a family kitchen dancer.
No, I'm not a family kitchen dancer.
I don't know. Amy, have you ever danced in your kitchen before? Do you understand what this is?
I understand and I love it, but I think my family would be embarrassed of me and they'd be like, please stop. Like, no one would join in with me. We're not a family of dancers.
We should remove the shame. I agree. I do agree on that point. Remove the shame.
It shouldn't be shameful. Like, honestly, there's mornings when I will get up on a Saturday. I love my Saturdays lately. I'd be always up early anyway. But sometimes when I go down to make my tea on a Saturday morning and it's just me in the kitchen, I literally go, Alexa, play That's the Way I Like It.
Doing it on your own. I get the eating. It's a mother-daughter experience, but you on your own. What song are you doing?
That's the way.
I'm cringing too hard.
Or sometimes I'll put on I'm Every Woman.
No, no.
That's really good on your own. Oh, I'm looking at the
WhatsApp. You wonder why your neighbours avoid you.
It's a wonder I got married at all. Anyway, Tom doesn't really, he doesn't really take part in it. It would be just myself and Eve, and I would pick Ashley up and she'd have the crack with us, but she doesn't know what's going on anyway. I want to know, listening this morning, I can see the WhatsApp is not flooded. This is probably not going to be a VPS, and I'm okay with that. I just want to say, as somebody who worried for far too long about what other people think, dancing in your kitchen on your own, you don't have to have any worries. You can dance like nobody is watching.
Yeah.
It is incredibly, incredibly good for the heart and soul.
Okay, so we want to know, is there anybody else in the kitchen dancing club, particularly with your family, and what are the vibes in terms of music? What music do you really get you going in the kitchen where you're dancing? I mean, the only kind of performance I do like that, I don't dance in my kitchen, but I might have over the years come back and done a full performance in the sitting room for the cats after a night out. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah.
Might do a little bit of J-Lo or something.
You wouldn't do it on a Saturday morning?
No.
Another one, another great one for the kitchen dancing is, you're my little boo thing. Oh, brilliant. I could give you a playlist, honestly.
Oh yeah, we'll set up a playlist. All right, 085-102-9103. Who will step forward, remove the shame and tell show, yes, I am a kitchen dancer.
With your mates. This is Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
All right, dancing in the kitchen. Yeah. Are you a family?
Actually, like, a little bit surprised in the loveliest way that there are so many messages on this morning. You have not let me down, Southeast. Beautiful morning, clubbers. You're just like me. There's nothing wrong with it. I think Niall needs to come over to Airside, to be honest with you. Dance more.
Dance more. Yeah. Right, Lynn, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, how are you?
Lynn, really impressed us with yours now, because you seem to take it to another level. It's kind of, it sounds like really good dancing.
Well, we like to country jive or waltz.
Come on now, Lynn. Now, the country, there's a good few moves that are required for this.
Well, now, yeah, we had a couple of lessons when we got married about 15 years ago, and we just kind of carried it on from there. So most Sunday mornings, nearly every Sunday morning, actually, we have a little practice in the kitchen, make some memories.
God, this is so cute. So you and your husband are dancing together, yeah?
Yeah, my husband and I, Jan, we dance together and the children all get involved now. My son, Charlie, has had lessons, so...
I love that. Okay, this is a little bit of Nathan Carter for you. Is this what you've been doing?
So, yeah, love it. Yeah.
And can I ask how long your sessions last for, Lynn?
How long's your set?
It could last anything from 10 minutes to half an hour, depending on the mood and the heads of a Sunday morning.
Niall's face is
amazing.
Flabbergasted.
30 minute session. Whoa, that's a workout in itself.
I think this is pure joy. So don't stop dancing in your kitchen. Lynn, everybody,
what a legend.
Niall, it's a VPS. There's so many messages coming in. Where do we even go? Where do we go? Well, can I read this out? This is very sweet. Anonymous, by the way. Show, me and my four sisters used to always dance around the kitchen with our mom. We haven't done it since she passed away a few years back, but we had right crack and laughs and great memories. And I genuinely think when I'm there in the kitchen with Eve
Tom's laughing at us,
I genuinely think, could I freeze this? Mm. Do you know what I mean? No, I really do.
The lovely Marion was on, dancing in the kitchen is the best. Dancing making dinner is great. Okay?
She doesn't
do dinner, you see, so she has to do it another time.
Alan said, morning, guys. I'm a kitchen dancer. Whole room, any room in the house. Dogs, cats, child gets dragged in to dance. Nothing like the speaker pumping and having a dance in your house.
Another message here, and this is from Brian. He says, I have a 5-year-old little girl who's at the dancing stage now. Absolutely no shame saying when she asks us to take part, we all do. The good vibes and the pure happiness it brings to her when we take part can't be beat.
Dulcie said, dancing in the kitchen, cooking and cleaning throughout the house. I have brought life and cheer to many a child in the kitchen. Releasing the frustrations, this is a good point, letting go and just dancing to the beat, whatever is playing. Dulcie and New Ross. Thank you, darling.
Let's hear some of the voice notes.
Good morning, Island Show. Tracy and
Hayley here.
We most definitely dance in our kitchen, and we have been known to dance in the bathroom, dance in the bedroom, dance in the sitting room, dance in the garden. No shame in dancing. We love it.
Bye. I love dancing all the time, and me and my mum just love doing it together, especially.
Aww. We'll have to get together with you and Eve and have a little shindig. Bye.
Thank you, Tracy.
The
dancing
thanks,
in the
Hayley.
Kitchen, the dancing in the bedroom, the dancing in the bath. Oh, what a feeling. Dancing on the ceiling. Let's hear from Sinead and Carlo.
Good morning, guys. So, just on the dancing in the kitchen thing. So I think you're onto something there, because I was listening to a podcast there during the week, and they were talking about like these body vibration things that put you in a good mood and set you out for the day and help you, regulate, I suppose. And one of the songs was Move It On Up. That apparently whatever that beat is, and when you're dancing and singing, it like does all these things to your body that put you in a good mood and set you up for the day and all, you know, positive thinking. So yeah, I think everybody should be having a little boogie in the kitchen.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Maybe I'll have a little kitchen.
Bit of M people.
If I had people over for a party, I'd have to have food.
Okay. If you're in your kitchen right now.
Yeah.
Or anywhere. This is your opportunity, because I've got the perfect dancing song.
Niall!
Are we going to do this?
I didn't know you were going to do this. Yeah. This is amazing. Wherever you are, stop what you're doing.
Stop what you're doing for the day that's in it.
This is
your morning dancing song. It's the Underdog Project.
Hang on a second. You have to promise to dance in the studio with us right now.
You're not filming me.
Yeah, we are filming.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
All the gossip.
Right on the sauce, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Give me the goss on Beat with Supermax. The fix. Enjoy your favorite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery, or drive-through. Supermax.ie.
All the gossip.
All the gossip right from the source. Yeah. I'm going to give it more than you ever gave it before, since you're not doing it anymore.
I was told told not to do it. When our the beautiful morning clubbers speak, I listen, Niall. I don't want to let anybody down. Harry Styles played Wembley last Friday, the 19th of June, and fans would assume a celebrity of that kind of stature, of that size, would basically get an Uber, maybe even a private jet.
Get an Uber. I was chatting to our friend Emma about this, about Olivia Dean. She was kind of obsessed. Like, at the end of the gig, she was like, I bet she jumped straight into the blacked out car and has zoomed out of Marty Park straight back to her suite in whatever hotel she's in. Like, you know, that's what you expect of the stars. They're kind of in those blacked out windows.
They just go straight away and they...
Like a presidential cavalcade.
And the road is closed off for them.
Garda escort, all that.
You would have assumed that Harry Styles getting ready for the biggest gig of his life in Wembley would have some kind of a mode of transport that would make him nice and comfortable and ready to go. Not Harry Styles, no. Harry Styles on Friday the 19th of June, before he played his sellout gig and put on a stellar performance, ran just shy of 10k, and he ran to the actual gig. He was filmed jogging in blue shorts.
Well, it was a skort I saw on
it's a skort, yeah, a grey jumper and a cross shoulder bum bag by a fan. Harry Styles running to his own show was the TikTok
show
that
off.
Went viral. It's not a show.
It is a bit showy offy, isn't it?
Oh God, the man can't do anything. He's like, only running to a gig.
People are paying 100-something pounds to see him, and like, he's out of breath because he's been running for 2 hours.
I don't think Harry Styles is out of breath. He's a very fit man.
He is.
Just like you used to be a very tall man. Yeah. He's a very fit man. Yeah. Anyway, he ran to his show, and apparently that's his way of kind of getting in the zone. And you'd have to admire him for, you know.
Easy knowing, though, that was last Friday, whatever it was, before the 37 degrees hit London.
Oh yeah, you couldn't do it in that. So you're going to give me some music to announce this, are you?
I'm going to, and this is Beat, but it's music we need. Keep on running.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay, because the show has an idea in her head and she might need a little bit of help with it on Friday morning when she returns from her jaunt to the Capitol. Here we go, everybody.
Keep on running.
What's the plan?
So I heard this on Monday morning and I called our Brian out, our social media guru, and I said, Brian, I've got an idea. Harry Styles ran to his gig in Wembley last Friday. I want to do some kind of run to the Beat Breakfast studio, and we're going to do it live on this very show between 8 and 9 o'clock on Friday morning. I, under no circumstances, am going to commit to running 10K. I will attempt live on the show to run probably, realistically, 2 or 3K.
About
is that
3K
okay?
When we looked at it, yeah. Okay, yeah, looked at the map,
no, definitely
yeah.
3K. Yeah. You
3K.
Send me out, yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to try and
I mean,
do...
after all, you have done one training session for this.
Yeah, but I have done runs over the years. I didn't win against Killian, but he went into a bush last week. So, you know, you can't win.
Well, you were
all.
Always better on the long distance.
Oh, yeah. So I went for a run on Monday to prepare for this with Tom, and I'll try and get another one in. But I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. What I would like to know is... Someone said, at least do 5. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I want to try and do some of the show while I'm running as well. Yeah. Might even do a live Beat the Bomb if we can, right? Yeah. So my plan is to do this between 8 and 9 o'clock on Friday morning. I will be running the Ring Road. We haven't decided the exact starting point
yet. Yeah, most likely probably starting around the Ballandud roundabout and then running right around through past the Sulla Centre roundabout and back to the Broadcast Centre. That's the rough plan at
the
moment.
That's the route. So what I was wondering was, and I know this is a long shot, I was wondering if there is anybody who is a bit of a runner or a jogger that would fancy joining me on Friday morning and taking part in the live run on Beat Breakfast. It'll be between 8 and 9. Obviously, you'd need to be in Waterford, but I would love a little bit of company just to keep me motivated.
We kind of need two things. We need maybe a couple of runners to run with her, give her the moral support, okay, if you're up for it. And then we need the rest of you to drive the Ring Road and beep. And shout at her out the window. So there's a job for everybody here.
Just looking at Larry, trolling me.
He's not the only one. Your other troll has been back on as well.
Go on.
This is Ryan. If you need a motivator show, I'm always here for you as always. I'll even do the run with you, Ryan says.
Is he being serious?
Are you being serious, Ryan, now?
Put your money where your mouth is, yeah. Ryan. Put your Lucozade
bottles.
Minimum
you could do is have a bit of Lucozade at the end of the race, her.
Who would like to run with me? Mm. If you were up for a little bit of crack on Friday morning, I would love the company and I would love the challenge as well of trying to do it, because obviously, as Niall said, I'm not really a runner, but I'm willing to give this a fair shot. Just like Harry Styles ran to Wembley, yeah. I'm going to run to the broadcast centre for Beat Breakfast.
Okay, if you are available and you'd like to have a little run with show on Friday morning, put your hands up.
Put your hands up in the air. Come on forward, 085 1029 103. I need a companion on Friday morning.
Beat Breakfast.
Good morning, welcome to Tuesday. Let's move on from True Fru. Obviously, let's see if we can make Niall a little bit happier than he has been for the last 7 minutes.
I'm not sure, you're about to talk about Molly May, so I'm not sure. No. I wouldn't have confidence.
So, obviously, Molly May and Tommy Fury's second baby was born a couple of weeks ago now, and a lot of speculation about what they were going to call him initially, and then they announced last week, of course, that he was called Midas. And Tommy revealed at his match, I think it was not last weekend, the previous weekend, when he had Midas written on his shorts. And so, people assumed that he was named after the Greek king. And that was the king who turned things to gold simply by touching them. But that is not actually the case. Midas has been named, Molly May has revealed, has been named after a film, a robot boxing film called Real Steel.
Right.
So Midas was named after a movie. And when I read this story yesterday, I thought, interesting. The world assumed that he was named after the Greek god or the Greek king, but not so. He was named after a character in a movie that none of us have ever heard of, but that's beside the point.
Okay.
So our question this morning is, and we've done this segment on the show before, we've said, are you named after somebody famous or, you know, is there a kind of meaning behind your name? But are you somebody listening this morning who is named after a movie character? So Molly May and Tommy Fury's other baby is Bambi. So
yeah,
she's clearly a Bambi a character in a movie. So that is literally the question this morning.
You can't say Shona's a character.
I don't think there is a single Shona in any
movie. Book.
Not that I know of.
Neither do I.
Good question.
Yeah.
But neither of us are named after movie characters. It's
or anyone famous at all.
Okay.
Because, like, the famous Niall really only came after me, Niall Horan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm just trying to think. There is actually no famous Shona that I know of. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, I don't know anybody that's called Shona in Hollywood or, like, in the music industry or anything like that. Well, I do know a soprano called Shona.
Yeah, who's been ignoring you.
She hasn't responded to me on Instagram. But apart from that, it is our mission this morning to find somebody who is named after a character in a movie. That is the question that we are asking you. Why are you laughing?
Yes, Larry. Being Larry, I'd say Niall is cheered up rightly listening to that Molly May shite.
Absolutely, like, we come back after 9 o'clock news and I've given him True Fru and Molly May and he's questioning everything about me.
Okay, so that's the deal. Were you named after a character from a movie, a book? Do you have an interesting story to your name? I'm going to reward a good story this morning. Let's cheer us all up.
Get a bit excited.
See, I am generous. Kingfisher have announced 3 huge outdoor shows in Ireland for summer 2027. They'll play to over 90,000 fans. 3 shows, one in Belfast, one in Dublin, one in Limerick. And tickets are going on sale on Friday morning at 10 a.m. But we have your tickets before they go on sale. And we've got a pair of tickets to go to the Marty Park show in Dublin next summer. Kingfisher, biggest band in the country. So we're going to give the tickets to the most interesting named story this morning. And all you got to do is let us know, were you named after a character or somebody famous or
we are going to bring it on, so if you're lying, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we need to see a passport.
Yeah.
085 102 913, you can voice note us now and you could be in the running for those tickets to see Kingfisher next summer.
Somebody actually said is worth watching. Real Steel is such a good watch. It stars Hugh Jackman. So basically Midas was named after that movie, and we were asking you the question this morning, who are you named after in terms of a character from a movie? And we think we have a little bit of a winner here.
Yeah, we've
morning.
Picked our favourite. Thanks for all the stories this morning, but let's cross to Viv. Good morning, Viv. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good, good, good. Now take us back. A beautiful baby was born and there was a lot of conversation with your mum. Talk to us.
So my mom's favourite film in the world is The Snapper. So she wanted to call me Georgie after Georgie Burgess from The Snapper.
I love that.
But looking, yeah, so I didn't really want to be called after a man. I'm happy that way, but I got better. I am named after the prostitute Vivian in Pretty Woman. She went into labour the night before it was my hour, and the night before she watched Pretty Woman, and she loved the name Vivian, so that's why I named that.
Okay, so you are a lady of the night.
I am a lady of the night.
I mean, it's, yeah, the inspiration behind it provides a very funny story, but it's one of my favourite movies as well. How has Vivian the name served you throughout your life, darling?
Very, very good, actually. I don't know any other Vivians, and I think I'm doing well, so... We're doing well.
Yeah, it is quite unusual. We work with the Vivian, And do you get called Viv?
No, well, Viv a lot, yeah. And it's the exact same spelling as her in Pretty Woman. And we also have the same size feet. I'm the same size foot as Julia Roberts. So I'm an 8 and she's an 8.
What are the chances? Is it also one of your favourite movies?
Yes, it's my favourite movie of all time. Yeah, I love
Pretty
Woman.
It kind of is mine as well. I just think it's such a classic, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, it is, yeah.
And do you tell that story wherever you go?
Sometimes it depends on who we're talking to. But yeah, no, I do. Because a lot of people say we don't know that name. And I said, do you remember the Pretty Woman? And I don't put in the other part. I just leave it as Pretty Woman.
Well, listen, we love your story. And we picked you as a winner. So you got a pair of tickets to go see Kingfisher next summer.
My God.
In Dublin.
Thank you so much. Thank you very, very much.
You're so welcome.
Thanks, guys. Made my day.
Vivian, you're an absolute star. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thanks,
this morning.
Guys.
Okay, lovely. Have a good day. Bye, darling.
Wake up with your mates.
Nylon Show on Beat Breakfast.
All the gossip.
Right on the sauce, yeah, that's it.
Give me the goss on Beat with Supermax. The fix. Enjoy your favorite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery, or drive-through. Supermax.ie.
All the gossip.
Oh, you were wondering, weren't you? You were wondering. You were listening to the show, and you've maybe had a busy weekend, and you're coming back on us the 22nd of June. You're going, what day is it today? And what are we supposed to be celebrating? Well, I'll tell you now. We are supposed to be celebrating the batter dipped deep fried bite of a national onion ring, because today
national onion ring representing its country.
Today is hashtag National Onion Rings Day, and if you go onto the website, which gives you the national calendar day, I love the first sentence about National Onion Ring Day. Right, it says onions have been round for a long time. We use them to add flavour to food, blah blah blah. Many of you though believe that onions taste best in a ring with batter on them. Many of you would like to dip them in some sauce, and there are plenty to choose from. You can dip them in a sweet, spicy, salt and vinegar, mayo, taco and everything else, right? And when I saw this on Friday before we left heading into the weekend, I was deeply moved and upset by it. Because I do not believe, like, in my heart of hearts, that like you're actually out there eating onion rings and enjoying them. I'm not talking about the crisp. I can take an onion ring crisp, but for hashtag National Onion Ring Day, we're talking about the ones that are dipped in batter or covered in batter, whatever you way. Yeah. And I just find them so vile. Like, I don't think we should be putting batter on an onion. You know,
you're mad.
I know.
I love an onion ring.
Tom loves an onion ring. Like, he gets them and he's always like, "Do you want one?" And I'm like, "No."
Yeah. Now I wouldn't be bothered dipping them in sauces. I just put a bit of vinegar on them and then.
Oh God, they're onions. Like, they're not meant to be put. Amy, do you agree?
I'm wincing. No, I agree with Shoda.
But do you like onions?
I do. I love a sautéed onion.
I love a sautéed onion, or I love a red onion.
Yeah.
But there's something, I don't know.
There's no need for the batter.
There's no need to be dipping those in the batter. There's other stuff that were warranted batter more than an onion. I tell you now, let's see if we can find, right, and if you can defend your the onion ring honour, basically. Who is the biggest onion ring eater in the southeast, right? Now, when I say you can only claim this title if you potentially eat onion rings every week, do you know?
Okay. Yeah, like, yeah, I wouldn't eat them every week.
You can't just come in like and say, oh, I had them 6 months ago. No, no. I'm talking about somebody that religiously stands by.
Or if you go to the chipper, they're always on your order.
That's what I mean. And it's like an add-on.
I tell you, Supermax do great onion rings.
No disrespect, but I, again,
we shouldn't be dipping them in batter. This morning, we are on a mission to find the person who believes that they are a delicacy.
Come and back me, please.
And we will reward you for doing so. Maybe it's not you listening. Maybe it's somebody that you know that you're like myself and Amy, and they order it every week from the chipper, and you go, why? If you know somebody, or you are that person, and you just are obsessed with onion rings, today's your day, so you may as well come on. You may as well gain something from it. You
know, 0851
you may as well be rewarded.
9103. Onion rings fans, coming back to me, please. Now, National Onion Ring Day. We have found our fans this morning. Firstly, Luke was on from Wexford. I always eat onion rings, whether it's at home or in a takeaway, and it's always with taco sauce. So good.
Happy National Onion Ring Day to you. Trisha was on. Beer battered onion rings on the side, or sometimes inside a burger.
Lovely.
Always delicious with a steak and dipped in pepper sauce. Lovely freezer ones out there too. They're lovely with a picky dinner from the freezer. Always on the chipper order without fail. The options are endless. Don't diss them until you try them, show. Mm. Lovely with a bit of salt, then crunch. Do you know what? I like the crunch of batter. I love batter.
It's a double crunch because you've got onion and batter.
No, because onion is not a crunchy food. Onion can, like, let out its juices. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you know the way sometimes when you bite into an onion and a cuddle? Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, it almost, like, what's the word I'm looking for? You know when it, like... Not excretes. What's the you know the word I'm looking for? You know when it, like, when it's an onion. Mm. You know what? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Let's hear from Peter.
Good morning, B team. I don't think I'd be able to claim the throne of Southeast biggest battered onion ring either. Mm. However, I do. Generally on a weekly basis. Go to the local Chinese and get battered onion rings and curry sauce.
No.
None of this Burger King or Supermax crap. It has to be from the Chinese. The batter from the Chinese. Size of the onion rings from the Chinese. Dipped. Curry sauce, got my mouth even watered if you think about it.
Mm-hmm. I never knew they did onion rings in Chinese, did you? I've never seen...
Not all of them do it, I don't think. But that's an interesting... I said I don't like dips, but I tried the curry dip.
Oh, we got a Chinese last night. I was saying to Amy, I'm still full. You know, when you get, when you lie down, I lay down on the bed. And I was like, oh...
4-in-1?
I got a 4-in-1, but then we got chicken balls on the side and, like, some prawn crackers. And then I lay down and it was the heat. It was just everything. Yeah. And I just felt like, I mean, it was great. It was great. I enjoyed every second of it, but, you know, just couldn't settle myself then in the bed. I needed somebody to rub my back or something. Get up. I got you
in the morning. Beat breakfast.
Right. So on Sunday, it was Father's Day. Eve was writing a card for my dad. And I think I've said this on the show before. My dad is great. He's always a man of, like, many, many words. And when it comes to a card, he always picks really nice cards and he writes really nice messages inside, as does my mum. But my dad is known for, like, a few catchphrases.
Okay.
Right? And one of his catchphrases is to sign off in speech or in a card with... keep laughing.
Okay.
And he got that from his brother, who's no longer with us, John. And it's very sentimental and it means something. And on Saturday, she was writing the card before we were going for dinner for my dad. And she said, look, Mum, and she had written in his card, you always make me laugh. Keep laughing. I sound like you, love, Eve. And his catchphrase is keep laughing. And she did that without... I didn't tell her. I didn't make her do it.
Nah.
You know? Yeah. She's just inherited it. And I just thought it was such a lovely and sweet thing to... say that there's a certain catchphrase that your parents say or your grandparents might say that you now realise you have carried through into life. Go.
I'm not sure it's as much of a catchphrase as that, but the one thing that I always remember from my mother growing up that will stick with me is the phrase, we'll see. She loved that phrase when you asked for anything. We'll see. Now, we had a bit of a debate in the office about this yesterday, about what we'll see actually means. I'd like to hear people's thoughts on this. For me, we'll see was a positive thing. It meant you were, like, 90% of the time you were going to get a yes. But the we'll see meant you had to behave in the time between asking and getting the yes in order to get the yes. Because if it was a no and she had a no feeling about it, you would have just got the no at the start. So we'll see was a fairly positive thing that you knew, I'm probably going to get what I asked. I just need to be very careful the next couple of days, not annoy her.
As a parent,
yeah,
I can tell you that my we'll see
pretty much means no.
Does it?
It doesn't mean.
But why are you keeping the hope there if you know it's going to be?
I'm trying to get on with my life and hers. Like I'm. If you realize how many times a day you might get asked for to buy something or to go somewhere, we'll see. We'll see. Like some things might come true, but I'm not going with a 90%. No way. Like we'll see. Could we go to Dundrum next week? We'll see. No, we're not going to. Can we go down to Penny's on Saturday? We'll see. A little bit more hopeful.
Yeah,
all right?
It's only down the road.
Yeah, but you know, realistic expectations. But as a parent, we'll see.
But would it not have been better? Can we go to Dundrum next week? Eve, I'm working all next week. I can't see an opportunity to get to Dublin. Would that not be a better parenting?
To be honest.
Well, yeah. I mean, I just give the reason as to why that's not practical.
You just step into my shoes for a day, my parent. Like, just step in for one day and see how you get on. No, we'll see. I would say it doesn't have a very good success rate in my family.
We'll see, Amy.
It was probably negative. Like, no, you're probably not going to get it.
Wow.
Yeah, I think like,
you're very lucky.
Do you have rose tinted glasses about your wheel seat? Like, did one wheel seat come through?
And I just cling on to it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I think the catchphrase, and you've made me realise that I obviously use that a lot.
Well, actually, I'm sorry we didn't ask Eve what catchphrase she's picked up from you. Because she probably has a few as well, you know, in her head.
Thanks,
things that
darling.
You always say.
Hey, darling.
No. I don't know if people are going to message now about catchphrases or what the
either
wheel
are.
Seating.
We'll take either. Is there a catchphrase in your house from your parents?
My mom always just says, like, shin it, and that's it, and stop talking about it now. Like, she's had the last say on it.
Okay.
And my dad always says a strange one, but now I say it, and it's about Bob the dog. I don't think ye have heard that here.
No. Go on.
But if, like, how do I even explain it? If something's not true about someone, like, oh, your man won a medal. Oh, he won that no more than Bob the dog. Like, that. Bob the dog didn't win that, like.
Yeah. I've never heard that.
It might be a Westmead thing. I don't know.
I've heard of Bob's your uncle, Mary's your aunt.
No.
Have you heard of that?
I've heard of your two hopes, Bob Hope and No Hope.
Never heard that.
Yeah.
Oh, Bob Hope is a person.
He was, yeah. I think he's no longer with us, so therefore you actually don't have any hope.
Literally no hope.
Bob Hope and no hope means no hope. All right, 0851 02913. Catchphrase you picked up with your parents or any strong feelings on we'll see and what it actually means. Firstly, on the catchphrases, we had loads coming in now. With Jen on, she says, the catchphrase I picked up from my mum was, do I look like a bank? And now when I say it to my kids, they answer back, isn't that what mom stands for? Made of money.
Oh my God.
Very
so
clever.
Smart, isn't it? I always remember as well my granddad, and I've used it a few times when I've seen Eve playing with other kids. It's the phrase, this will only end in tears.
Yeah. On the we'll see, Mon says, in my home, it means not happening. But the other side of that, Sharon says, I'm with Niall there. I loved when my mum said, we'll see, because I knew I would get it. And what's interesting is, we'll see can mean different things even within the same household. Jenna was on to us.
Complicated, standby.
Hey guys, I hope you're all enjoying the fabulous weather here we're getting in South East. So, in regards to the we'll see, I have to say, the we'll see for me, my kids will tell you, that, if they ask for something, they'll go, I'll go, look, we'll see. And they'll go, that's a yes then. So they know, they know that my we'll see is a yes, but my husband's we'll see is a maybe / no. But my we'll see is definitely a yes. I have to say I'm a sucker for that. I can't say yes to commit to it, but if I say we'll see, more than likely they're going to get the yes. But they know that. And then if they ask for something, I get this, ma'am. I said, we'll see. And more than likely, they're always going to say, nah, that's a yes then, ma'am. So yeah, I have to say the we'll see for me is a yes, and maybe in between for my husband is a yeah and a no. But yeah, it's definitely, I think nowadays, a yes.
Okay, Jenny, you really explored that topic. You could do a thesis
on it. I
felt
like I needed to make notes there. Roisin said, my mom's always said, you're listening to me, but you're not heeding me. And I say it now. Also, when I say we'll see, my kids take it as a yes.
Okay, Fiona was on.
My favourite one. When I'm talking to the children and they ask me a question, especially the teenagers. So I'd say, do you want the long answer or the short answer? And they say the long answer. And you go, no.
That's so good. I'm going to do that. that's a
don't ask again.
I'm going to use that, Fiona. Thank you very much.
Also, a message in from Rachel and Clonmel.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you're having a lovely day. The sun is absolutely splitting the rocks here in Clonmel.
Beautiful.
I think it's all across the country. Absolutely fabulous.
Thanks.
I'm listening to yourselves this morning. Absolutely hilarious. My dad actually has two phrases that he always uses, and I've actually picked up on them. First, if there is an eccentric scene on the TV,
okay,
he would laugh and he'd say, "All bacon, no cabbage." So we're after picking that up, all bacon, no cabbage. And so we all wet ourselves laughing when it's an awkward scene on the telly.
All bacon, no cabbage.
Also, he says, a closed mouth catches no flies.
Yeah.
So if you don't gossip, you won't get in trouble, which I use. I'm that phrase as well. It's great. Hope you have a lovely day.
Yeah, but what fun is not gossiping? Yeah.
Hang on a second. Is it not splitting the stones? She said splitting the rocks, the sun.
Either or. You can use either or for that.
All bacon, sure. No cabbage.
Beat breakfast.
All the gossip.
Right on the sauce, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Give me the goss on Beat with Supermax. The Fizz. Enjoy your favorite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery, or drive through. Supermax.ie.
All the gossip.
Right from the sauce.
Thank
yeah.
you, she's back.
Lads, I just saw this, right? And nothing to do with what we're about to talk about, but it's someone shared it. It said, the fact that someone looked at a purple onion and called it a red onion really annoys me. It's not red.
All right. Stay on track. We're going to talk about concerts for a moment. And we're going to go back to Wednesday evening when you had the time of your life.
We will return to the onion. I did have the time of my life. But I said to... I went to see Lewis Capaldi in Marley Park, supported by CMAT on Wednesday night. And he had played the night before as well. And obviously, for the week that was in it, I have to say, love a gig. Love an outdoor gig. Like... an outdoor gig in 22 degrees might just be the best thing ever. Like, the weather certainly makes a huge difference in terms of people's mood and the overall vibes. And he was amazing. That was the second time myself and Eve have gone to see him. We went to see him last September in the Three Arena, but outdoors is just, it hits different, doesn't it?
Mm. Yeah. One of the things we saw in the story quite a bit was that Eve spent most of her evening on shoulders. Okay?
Yeah. So when we arrived, we were on our own for a while, and then we met up with our mutual friend Emma and her boyfriend Jack and our other friend Paula and her friend Jill. But anyway, Emma said very early on when Lewis came out, "Come up on my shoulders, Eve." And I was like, "Oh my God, I don't know." So she was on Emma's shoulder for a good bit at the start, and then Emma's boyfriend Jack took over. And when I say that man is an absolute legend, like, he let her down a couple of times for them both to take a break because her legs were going numb as well. At one point she was down and he said, "Do you want to go back up?" And she said, no, you take a rest. And he said, "Do you like this song?" And it was Something in the Heavens. And she said, "It's my favourite song." Oh. And he said, "Get back up on my shoulder."
I was watching the videos last night again. And one of the things I noticed was that Jack was having more fun than Eve. He's a bit of a big child, a good mate of mine. Now, I want to talk about the shoulders thing, right? Because the real associated with concerts.
I've never been on a shoulder.
That's what I wanted to ask you. Would Tom put you up on his shoulders?
Sorry, that is a lie. I've never been on Tom's shoulders, and that man has strong shoulders. Shout out to Tom, who is Dad of the Year, because he drove us there and back on Wednesday night in the absolute heat, and his van broke down. He deserves an absolute gold star. I was only on a shoulder once on my entire life, and that was at Kylie Minogue when I went to see her in the RDS.
And
my
dad
put it. Yep. But I've
Can
never been on shoulders.
One. This is what struck me watching Eve the other day. It was only about 5 years ago I was on shoulders at a concert for the first time. It was in Marley Park.
It was on Emma's shoulders.
And she told me.
We
were standing watching The Weeknd, and there was people who were up on shoulders, and I went, "You know what? I've never been up on anyone's shoulders." And I was like, "Get up there now!"
She told me it was in exactly the same place.
Did you do shoulders?
I've only done it once, and it was at Kings of Leon, and it was for Sex on Fire, and I was like, "Oh,
this is living."
It's so funny. When I knew that we were going to talk about this on the show today, I was like, I don't think that I have, as an adult, been on shoulders. So I was wondering, could Cathy Wex put me up on
for Michael Bublé?
For Michael Bublé tomorrow night. I wonder would she be able to take me.
Another day has come and gone away.
Cathy Wex, if you're listening, are you up to the challenge?
home. I actually think she would be up for the challenge. Like, I really think it would be a dream come true.
Okay, this is the goal for the weekend.
Get up
show
on
shoulders. If Cathy can't do it, you need to find a stranger.
Okay, I'll do that. Can I just say, Eve had the time of her life on shoulders, and not only was she on shoulders, she had the whole crowd like absolutely going mad. They were all shouting for her, go Eve, go Jack, and he was dad of the year. At the end of the night, I just stopped telling people that he wasn't my partner.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
I'm not so lonely anymore. Aoife has joined me in studio.
I joined a little bit later than anticipated.
Why?
Because the crossing gates, I don't usually come in for 8. I'm either early or later, earlier or later. And so I got caught rotten with the crossing gates.
Bloody train. Anyway, just to recap, if you're just joining us, it's Friday morning, the sun is shining. And earlier in the week, we learned that Harry Styles, for his Wembley gig last week, did something quite unusual. He ran to work, basically. It was a 10K run, was it? It took him 2 hours or something. And so Sho was really inspired by this because she'd been doing a little bit of running and keep fit and stuff lately. And so she decided this morning she was going to run to work from the other side of the city on the Ring Road. And she is currently doing that with some of the Beat team with her and also some listeners with her, the lovely Ryan who just played Beat the Bomb. And we should be able to cross back live now. Sho, how are you getting on?
Hey, hon.
Hi.
I'm okay. Michael, my beloved colleague, has told me that I went off like a rocket earlier.
Okay.
I need to be more at a pace that's sustainable for 6 kilometres in 20-something degree heat.
Yeah. How far in do you reckon you've gone? A kilometre, maybe?
Are we only a kilometre in? If you tell me that, I might cry. He thinks two.
Two. Okay, third of the way there. Well done, you can do this.
And you haven't even got your second wind yet, Sho.
Hi, gorgeous girl.
Hello.
I don't know if I got the second wind in the first place. I honestly, I don't think I realised, like when I said at the start of the week, I didn't realise it was a heat wave.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
I didn't really think that went through.
Yeah.
And poor Brian's under terrible pressure here. He's running backwards to film me.
Okay. Brian did do a run earlier in the week himself, didn't he? Just to practice.
Brian, he can't hear you, but he did. Thank you. He did. It didn't go terribly well for him, but I'm nothing but admiration for him for giving it his best shot.
Okay.
And he's running with his little backpack on him. Very cute.
Like Dora the Explorer.
I think because it's backwards, that will inspire Brian to do it. Because if it's something really, really bizarre, he'd be more inclined to
go
persevere.
Yeah.
There's a lot of and a lot of love.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're getting a lot of support out on the route show.
Yeah, no, people are lovely. They're probably looking at me going, what was she thinking? Why would you do that?
I'm saying that myself, to be honest. What were you thinking?
And I don't know if you said as well, like, not only do I have this today, we also are interviewing a very famous singer at 10:30.
Yeah.
And then after that, you and me are doing a big, massive presentation on a Teams to the whole of the company network.
It is true.
And, like, that's not an easy job, man.
All right, Sho was out on the run to work this morning. She's making great time, inspired by Harry Styles running to his gig in Wembley last week. And she's still standing and not panting too much. We should be able to cross back to her on the Outer Ring Road in Waterford City. Sho!
I don't know, Niall, if Harry Styles had this treatment, but our gorgeous girl Amy has just pulled over to give me water.
Oh. No, that's cute. You know what you need as well? I know this from like the Solace Centre Run for Life. You need some jellies for the energy.
Hang on a second, I'm going to back you up there. You know this, do you?
Yeah, I do. I'm an expert on running.
Explain to me now what your memory of that run would be.
jellies. We ran a jelly station with the Beat Fleet. I was in charge of it.
Yeah. I think I took some jellies off you when I was
there. Sure. I think I have some electrolytes in my bag from the hen, so I'll make sure you get them afterwards.
Oh, thank you, gorgeous girl. Thank you.
Sho,
I need everything. Yeah.
I'm following you on the live location map here on WhatsApp. This is your last roundabout before the Solace Centre, the Broadcast Centre roundabout.
This is our last roundabout before... No, Michael says there's one more.
Okay.
There's a little roundabout.
Don't get my hopes up, Niall Power. Don't get my hopes up. Can I just say as well, Ryan, who is an avid Beat Breakfast friend,
is so sweet that he brought me Lucozade, and he also bought me my favourite, you know, the, I was talking about them last week, they're like pencils with...
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Yeah, we're back running, sorry. He brought them for me as a little treat at the end.
Okay, that's very kind, very sweet.
So, do you know what someone on WhatsApp has called you?
A waffler?
No. Well, no. They called you Show Farah.
Show Farah.
Oh, keep them coming.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Show now.
Don't I have to be on speaker? Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly. It's crystal clear.
Okay. A lot of beeps. A lot of support. Very grateful. I don't know what I was thinking out there.
I don't know what you were thinking either. This was mad.
My absolute love for Beat Breakfast and Beat in general causes me to do some crazy things. But this has to be one of the most mad things I've ever done.
You're running across the city and you're going to play Beat the Bomb while you run. Is that right?
I'm playing Beat the Bomb. I've got a sheet in my hand. If you can see me on the side of the road, I'm walking... running from my Beat the Bomb questions.
Okay, who's playing with you?
So Ryan is here. Ryan listens to the show every morning. He agreed to join me. He works for Lucozade. He's already gifted us a load of Lucozade. Ryan, how are you doing?
I'm not too bad, how are you?
I have been better, hon. I've been better. Anything for me now? You're fairly good at the old trolling on WhatsApp. You've been very supportive today.
I just said you have a day off here today, so the West can stay together today.
Oh, he's been nice, Niall.
There's a softy in there after all.
Absolutely. He's going to play Beat the Bomb while we run. Okay.
Are you ready to go then?
Ryan, come back. You're going too fast. Right.
Let's do this.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Ryan. Which Irish band announced another Limerick date to their sold-out shows next year?
Kingfisher.
Kingfisher is right. What's the capital of Austria?
Vienna.
Vienna is the right answer. What is a female horse called?
Horse.
Mare is the answer there. What is the name of a hurling ball?
Slitter.
Is right. What is 65 multiplied by 4?
260.
Is right. Capital of Italy?
Rome.
Yes. Lindt is a brand of chocolate. What country does it come from? Close. Switzerland. What letter is known for marking the spot?
X.
X is right. Who is the presenter of the Irish version of The Traitors?
Quinn Pundy.
Sean McSweeney. What do you call animals that live on land and in water? Amphibians. Lightning McQueen. It's a character from what movie?
Cars.
Yes. How many minutes make up 3 hours?
180.
Yes. What colour spots are common on a ladybird or ladybug?
Black.
Yes. Lara Croft is the lead character of what theme series?
Pass.
Oh, that's the guard! That's the guard!
What is
Sorry.
Happening?
I can't remember the question. Did you say Tomb Raider? Okay, what do you call a gaggle of geese?
Oh,
sorry, that's the answer. A ball is part of the logo for what Italian car company? No, Lamborghini. What sport uses the term bogey?
Golf.
Golf is right. What 90s TV sitcom Will Smith star in?
That's the bomb.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Okay, stop everything, right? Okay. So I have no idea what score was there. It just turned into pandemonium at the moment. I've 10 written down.
Niall!
Yeah.
I thought the guards were like, I don't know, they were just beeping at me. They were just showing me their support.
Did they turn the siren on to support you?
Yeah!
Oh my
yeah.
God.
The lad said I'm breaking the speed limit. And what did Ryan get?
Look, I think it was 10, all right? But, you know...
That's a very solid score for a man running the ring road.
Absolutely.
In 22 degree heat.
Woke up this morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
It is Friday morning. This caught my eye and caught my attention because obviously Harry Styles and I have a lot in common now, having both run to our respective jobs over the last week. Now, he had an extra 4K on me, but then he runs marathons. I don't. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So I did 6K. Harry Styles allegedly stopped one of his gigs at Wembley this week after being distracted by a totally unexpected sight. Fans were left floored after footage of the moment has gone viral. And obviously a lot of people are happy that Harry's been playing those gigs in London this week. I was in a Chemist yesterday in Wexford, and the lovely lady that was serving me said her daughter is going to see him twice in 1 week in London.
Because it's not cheap.
No, but she said she is a massive fan and she'd saved up all her money and this was what she wanted to do. So she's delighted. Anyway, music lovers were gobsmacked this week. According to the viral videos which are circulating online, people were in awe. Footage has emerged of Harry Styles mid-show completely stopping what he was doing, distracted by something. One video shared by a guy called Brandon Bennett captured the moment at the gig after the star noticed a poster or a sign, whatever you want to call it, in the audience, and it got him thinking as he halted what he was doing. So, this sign that Harry Styles stopped the entire show for said, I sold feet pics to get here.
Okay.
So you mentioned...
Something you've been pondering for a while.
I can see...
I don't know about your feet today, a bit sweaty.
So what I was thinking was, obviously you said the tickets, I don't know, how much were the tickets? Like,
they're expensive.
Like, were they like 300, 400?
Yeah, I think it depends where you were in the stadium, but I just know a lot of people said they were very expensive. A
lot of money, okay? So this one person, she said that in order to pay for a ticket, she had sold feet pics. So I've just spoken to Amy there, and there's only one way that Amy and myself can ever get to live out the one dream, the only real big dream. Well, we've two dreams. Come back to that. We've one main dream, okay? And our main dream is to see Celine Dion. So, Amy, I'm afraid to tell you, we're just going to have to sell some
If it's for Celine, I'd do it.
Oh, yeah, I know. What I'm going to do is I just take my runner off here and just see. No, it's grand. It's fine. I'm just going to take my runner off and I'm just going to...
Sweatiness.
But so, like, it's sure, sometimes sweat adds to the old.
Yeah, and there would be fellas who would be into that. Yeah,
honestly.
Sweatier
now, I
better.
Do have a sock mark. Obviously, my runners were a bit tight, but I don't think my foot looks too bad. Mm. Come on, Niall. Come on.
The pink nail varnish.
What would you give me?
Is that not meant to go down to, like, right to the end?
What would you pay for that?
Yeah, it's just thrown out.
You are so past remarkable. Is that not meant to go right to end?
Oh.
What would you pay for it? Look. I think that's a decent foot.
Is anyone out there who would pay a few quid for a pic of Sho's feet so that she can go and see Celine Dion in
Actually,
Paris?
Actually, Amy, you need to take your shoe off as well. Two for the price of one, okay?
You're not contractually obliged to clothing in studio, Amy. I just want to make that clear.
Whatever offer we get, we'll start at that, okay? So
now, just before we wrap up, you did say there was another dream and you have a little update on that, and this relates to Michael Bublé this weekend.
Yes. So
at 7:30 we were talking about going up on shoulders at concerts. Eve did it at Lewis Capaldi this week. I talked about my first experience on shoulders was at the Weekend in Marley Park a few years ago. And Sho has never been, well, not since she was a small child up on her dad's shoulders at Kylie, has she been up on someone's shoulders. She's going to Michael Bublé tomorrow. We're trying to see if we could make this happen. What's the update?
Oh God, I think my feet smell. Sorry, I'm going to put my shoes back on. So the update is, I'm going to Michael Bublé in Malahide Castle with my best friend in the world, and I said to her, she sent me a lovely message this morning, and I said, are you up for putting me up on your shoulders tomorrow night? And she said, I've been squatting all week in preparation. She's in. That's the kind of best friend you want. Do you mean when I went to 5, she wore a novelty t-shirt just for me. Yeah. Tomorrow night she's going to make another dream come true. Look, here, any offers for feet? No. Any offers?
Anybody? Going once, going twice.
No, there's nobody really just jumping in here at the moment. There's people offering their own feet.
Oh.
Ailish says, I think that's a decent foot. Things you don't expect to hear on Beat in the morning. Yeah, any chance you could share the site she sold her feet pics on, asking for a friend, says Robbie. Okay.
Oh!
We'll continue with some...
Hey, Robbie!
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
15 minutes after 8. I kind of need... Brain rot, he said. I need some support this morning. I need our club to get back together. if you know and you listen regularly on this show, you know we occasionally join together as a little club, and it's called the Minor Ailments Club, okay? And the idea here is that if you have a bad injury, if you break a bone or, you know, hurt yourself in a bad way, you get a lot of sympathy, and people are coming around with the flat 7-Up and the grapes and stuff, and it's like, oh, you poor devil. But there's a lot of us just trying to get through life with, like, small injuries that you don't get any sympathy for. And I'm talking about, like, little bumps and bangs, paper cuts, cold sores, all that kind of stuff. And I've been very, very unlucky lately. And I, you know, I just feel I didn't get much sympathy here from my colleagues. They sniggered at me when I came in with my various ailments. So, like, about 10 days ago, I was getting into bed and I banged the bone of my ankle against the corner of my bed getting into bed. Very sore.
The corner of the bed is always the one, isn't
it?
It's
a divil. So I was kind of hobbling a bit the next day, and that was really bad. And I got over that within a couple of days. And then 2 days later, I had trying to put some ice in my drink because it was hot. But the ice was all, you know, when it's come together? Like it sticks together in the freezer. So I was trying to break it and I was kind of banging it in the bag. But it managed to swing up and bang my knuckle, which is still a little bit bruised and sore.
Aww.
So I hurt my knuckle with the ice. And then last Saturday morning, I was about to go to Dublin for Olivia Dean. I got up fine. Joys of the world. And I went for a swim. I really hammered that pool for 30 minutes, okay? Got out of the pool, no issues. Went home and had breakfast, no issues. Got in the shower before I headed to Dublin. Bent over to reach for the shampoo. Twinged my back. Very sore at the gig. So I've just had a series of events over the last week, and I kind of need people to join my club. So I want to know, what is your minor ailment that you're battling right now that you need a bit of sympathy for? We are here to give the sympathy. And the other thing I'm going to do, because I'm feeling quite generous this morning, is the story that appeals to us the most, that we feel the sorriest for, the most minor of ailments. I've got a pair of tickets to give to you. They're not even on sale yet. Kingfisher have announced 3 huge shows in Ireland next summer. Dublin, Limerick, Belfast. They're going on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. And I've got a pair of tickets for the gig at Marley Park in Dublin next summer. And I'm going to give them, as I said, to the minor ailment that most appeals to us this morning, that needs some sympathy. So I want you to get in touch right now. You can text, you can voice note, and just tell us, what is your minor ailment this week? Have you twinged something, scraped something, cut something?
Do you know what Jo had about a week or two ago? She had a twitch in her eye.
Oh yeah, I hate that.
And it was driving her insane, and it went on for nearly a week.
Yep.
I can actually relate to that as well. I had a twitch in my eye. My twitch lasted for nearly 3 weeks.
No way.
And it's not like it affects your sight or anything, but it's just so annoying.
I've had it when I get really tired, and what I find with the eye twitch thing is you think everybody else can like see it and you look crazy.
Yeah.
But actually nobody really notices. It's only a tiny little flicker of your eye.
Niall, like, with severe anxiety, because he thinks that people will think he's winking at them.
Yeah.
He's going to Tesco
winking
get the
at everybody. Okay, 0851029103. Killian, you don't count. You're not winning the tickets because you fell into a bush last week. That was self-inflicted, okay? But let us know your minor ailment. 0851029103. A lot of people waking up not feeling so good today because of their minor ailments. I'm so happy to hear so many stories, but I actually feel sympathy for every story that's come in. We've been absolutely overwhelmed. I'm just going to read a little flavour of some of the bits coming in. Georgina, this week's minor injury, chafing. My thighs have been rubbing together in this heat and they're sore and red. I can barely walk without waddling. I can't exactly walk with my legs wide open or people will get the wrong idea. So I'm just powering through. I've gone through chafing cream and talc like there's no tomorrow. There's a lot of heat related minor ailments. Alva was on to us. I was just home from my night shift and getting into bed. I tripped over the lead of the fan that's blowing warm air around the room, stubbed my toe off the side of the bed, and now I can't sleep.
That is a great but a bad minor ailment. Can I read this one from Tanya Louise? Sun cream, always sun cream in the eye. Apply as regulations would suggest for protection on that big bright vitamin D day in the sky. Somehow leaks within every gap of the eye. It is the sorest thing ever. And if you ever put like cream on your face and then go swimming and then the water like stings your eye with the cream, I get that.
A lot of hangnail stories, a lot of paper cuts, but we have picked a story that we think maybe is deserving of a prize this morning. Katie, talk to us please. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, how are you?
You're good. How is it, your finger or your thumb?
My finger.
It's a finger, okay.
It's now, one of those things, no one will listen when you say it.
I know, but like, what really, I suppose, touched us here this morning is you were trying to do a good thing here. Tell us, what happened?
I went to give blood the other day, and I don't mind giving blood. I don't mind the needles, but you know, they do the finger prick test before to check your levels.
Yes.
And that's just bruised, and it, every time I do anything, it's throbbing, and that was fine. I got over it, but they rang me a couple hours later and they said, look, we're really sorry, after all your checks, we're going to have to bin your sample because of your travels. So I was like, after all that.
Oh God.
So you got a throbbing thumb for nothing. For nothing.
Yeah. Just trying to do a nice thing.
Yeah, because if you've been away within 6 months or something like that, you can't give blood. If you've been away like certain continents, different continents or whatever, it was something like that.
And they checked all that like 3 times over, and there was still just one thing they didn't check, so they just had to bin it. And look, that's fine, but like
my thumb, my thumb. Listen, you're a star, and we're going to give you a pair of tickets to see Kingfisher next summer. All right.
Woo!
So thank you for all the messages. Sorry we didn't get through them all. Was sending in my love, sending in my support. You can get through the hangnail. You can get through the sun cream in the eye and the tripping over the fan. You will love again. You will move again. Life will improve. That's my positive message to everybody with a minor ailments this morning. My back's got better already. I'm not swimming today, I think. Not in the sea. No way.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Okay, look, I feel we were a little bit negative last hour with the minor ailments club. So I need to switch back and bring a bit of positivity to the show, particularly with the weather outside. And so for that reason, we are celebrating the National Day of Joy.
Woo!
A celebration that invites everyone to look for simple bursts of happiness in daily life. And it treats joy less like a rare prize and more like a skill that can be practiced, noticed and shared, even on ordinary days when nothing special is happening. So it's all about looking around in your life and seeing what are the little things that can bring you joy.
Because, Niall, not every day is good, but there's good in every day.
Ah, that's deep. That is deep. So I want to hear from you this morning about the little things, the little moments of joy. Maybe you've had one already today. I had one yesterday. I was walking home from work, and this just gives me the ultimate joy. Walking home from work, main road, and I see a car coming at me, and there's a dog with its head out the window.
Aww.
Is there anything happier than a dog with its head out the window?
No.
Although I have to say this now, and I don't know how I feel about this. I was walking home last week, and the same thing, car came at me, but there was a child of about 8 with the head out the window. And I hadn't really seen that before, the full head out the window like a dog with the wind blowing. And I went,
and you were like, is that cute?
Didn't give me as much joy as a dog, I have to say. But yeah, dogs.
Maybe if the tongue was hanging out as well, it would have.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even have a dog, but I take such joy from dogs and other people's dogs. The other one I love is you go down the prom in Tramore, particularly on a Saturday or Sunday, and everyone's out the front of Moe's and all that kind of thing, but people are walking their dogs. And the dogs are in their element. It's like, so busy, places to go, people to see, and they're tottering along. And it's like, I love that. Love
Do you know what? I in the car all the time, I'm one of those people that will always stop and let someone cross.
Okay.
Now, people behind me are probably like this one, right? But the way I kind of see it is that, like, I hope that I helped that person have a good day. And if someone does the same for me, I will say to myself, that will obviously make me happy. There's a little bit of joy. But I'll also say, I hope that person has a good day because they've done a good deed.
You see, I have a little bit of mixed feelings on that because I'm normally the one that's crossing, okay? And I really appreciate your efforts to stop. But then I have to do the awkward kind of half jog and a little thanks, and it kind of makes it even a little bit more awkward. But yeah, I do appreciate that. Amy, what is the little thing that gives you joy?
I like simple things. I like people smiling at me when we're walking. I love a smile. People don't really do it.
Yeah.
I wish they did it more.
I do.
I'd say you love a salute, do you?
What kind of salute?
You know, like, well, like,
oh, in the car?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I do love that. And if they don't do it back to me, I get really offended. But I try not to let it affect my day. I'm like, okay, I'll get the next person. I'll try again. I like people that stop and chat. Just
randomers.
Randomers, yes. Ooh. I love having a chat with randomers.
Do you?
I went down to the Lady Slip in Tramore, and there was two fellas fishing. I chatted to them for about an hour.
That's it
was
so lovely, isn't it?
You and Sho are very similar in that regard. I can't go anywhere with her and she just stops and talks. So she's a comment for everybody. Festivals are the worst. She will comment at every girl who walks past. You look fabulous, darling. Fabulous. Love the makeup.
Sho is like hilarious. So we went out for a swim a few months ago. And this is a little bit of a side, like, what's that little sound that you play?
Sho
went out to the Guillemin there a few months ago, and there was a man, an older man, and he was after bringing his towel with him. And Sho by the time we were like at the car getting our bags and out at the Guillemin, Shaw came back to us, had the whole man's life story yeah. about like essentially where he was from, what he was doing, the fact he brought the towel with him and he wasn't sure or not whether he was going to go in the water. But like, I just
what
don't
he
understand.
Had for dinner last night, what colour boxers he's wearing.
Within 2 minutes. Within 2 minutes, she had the whole lot off. Yeah. So, okay.
There. Okay, right. So we're going to pass this over to you to bring a bit of positivity to the show this morning on National Day of Joy. What are the little things that bring you joy? Have you had one today or yesterday? 085-102-9103. And we'll do a beat water battle for the best suggestion. You can text us or you can voice note us. 085-102-9103. National Day of Joy. What are the little things that give you joy? Some interesting answers coming in. Connor says, when someone flashes me and warns me of a speed van ahead. Won't say any more on that
no
one.
Comment.
Although, as I said, a successful speed van is one that deters people rather than catches people.
That's
in theory. Okay. Powder was on. When you wake up a little confused in the morning and you think, oh, work again. But then you realise it's Saturday and you can roll over, fart, scratch your arse and get lie in for yourself. Hashtag winning.
Honestly, I'm not joking. That is one of the best moments of little bit of joy when you realise
you don't
you
have to do
like
this
4 hours or whatever when you fart. Amy said what did Connor say here? This was a good one.
Right, Connor's. Peter says, when my workmate bangs his head off a rafter in work because he laughed at me when I did it. Alright, oh god, we've had one cry from Amy already this morning. Let's try get another one. Connor was on. He says, a bit of joy when my 6 month old daughter said dada for the first time on my birthday last week.
That's actually
my
goosebumps.
She's gone.
Get up! I woke up this morning.
Beat breakfast on Beat 102, 103.
I know what we're going to talk about. So I went for a Father's Day dinner on Saturday night. So myself and Mum and Eve brought Tom and my dad out, and we went to the Talbot in Wexford, right? Mm. And we're ordering and everyone was deciding what to get. I didn't even look past the third thing on the starter menu because I decided I was having that as a main course and it came with the option to have as a main course.
Okay.
And that item was, and I just want to say...
Now, this is going to blow your mind and it's going to make you very hungry as soon as she says it out loud, isn't it?
Chicken and mushroom vol-au-vent. And if you know me, you know I am a lover and then some of vol-au-vents. I just think vol-au-vents are one of the most underrated and unappreciated food in the entire world. When I discovered the vol-au-vent for the main came with a side salad and chips, I was in my absolute, creamy vol-au-vents. I know it's very much like an 80s or 90s food. I feel like it's old fashioned. Mm. I love a vol-au-vent. Haven't seen it on a menu in ages. Now, I chatted to Gordon, who is one of the managers there, right?
Okay. I said, asked to speak to the manager.
No, I didn't ask to speak to him. He was walking by, we were chatting, and I said, Gordon, he asked me, was the food good? And I said, that vol-au-vent is absolutely top tier. I said, why are vol-au-vents not on menus? And he said that it's because, like, say, a bride and groom, when they're having a wedding meal, they want to have their starter as something that's not widely available. So they go for, they have a vol-au-vent on the wedding menu, so they, therefore a lot of places don't put it on.
That seems wrong.
Well, it means that a lot of us
bride and grooms don't get to like
dictate
hog the vol-au-vent.
Well, I can't think of any. Gordon gave me an explanation and it's the only valid explanation I know, because I know, and I put my vol-au-vent up on my Instagram story and it got a huge
you should follow for such addictive content.
Yeah. It got a huge reaction. A VPS, a very popular segment. Vol-au-vents should appear on more menus.
Was there one person who messaged that said they travelled?
She travelled from Blackrock in Dublin to Kenmare for a vol-au-vent. Because I don't think it's something that you see. Like, when was the last time you saw a vol-au-vent on a menu?
You're right, outside of a special menu like a wedding menu, I don't think I have seen it anywhere. And I always associate actual vol-au-vents with Christmas, because it's how my mother uses up the turkey on day two or three.
She makes her own vol-au-vent?
Yes, turkey.
Oh, I've never made a vol-au-vent. I've only ever ordered one. Mm. But I am here to tell you, there's another place that does vol-au-vents, and that is, I think it's Langton's in Kilkenny. I believe they do them as well. But I'm here to start a petition to say,
we need to see more vol-au-vents on menus. And that is the item that I would be kind of rooting for.
Aoife was on to us, just says, the Clink and Carlo has the vol-au-vents on both the starter and mains menu show. We also have them on all our function menus and occasionally on the carvery. I had one for lunch on Friday in work.
Okay, well, I've only, this is just one that I've stumbled upon, and I'm really strongly fighting for the vol-au-vent this morning. What are you fighting for?
In terms of what we should see more on menus. Do you know what I often think? and I think it's, I think sometimes they don't put stuff on menus because they don't think it's sophisticated enough for people. But I'd love beans on toast. I'd love to know there was somewhere I could go and just get beans on toast. You know, the next morning you've been out and you want something in your belly.
Sure that's going to take off.
Why not? I know you can get your beans and you can get toast and you could probably make your... I don't want to be doing the work here. Just bring out the beans on toast to me.
Okay.
But you're judging me.
No, no, I'm not judging. I'm just thinking like it's... Like I love beans on toast. I have seen it on menus. I have I've definitely seen it. Not many, not many. Yeah,
greasy cafe type place.
You're fighting for your beans on toast. I'm fighting for my vol-au-vent. Amy, have your say.
She's still getting over Beat the Bomb.
I'm not okay. I love lasagna.
Lasagna's on every second menu.
Is it?
On every? Kind of, again, a lot of it, I think it's the sophistication thing.
You don't see lasagna that much.
Lasagna's not sophisticated.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
And I think that's why chefs don't put it on their menu.
Okay. I'd like to see more of it.
I see a lot of lasagna.
I'd be looking for it.
You need to come eating with me.
Okay.
You love a good home cooked lasagna, though. Do you know what I love with a bit of lasagna? A bit of coleslaw chips on the side. That's how you do it.
Okay, what's you want to know here? We're getting a huge amount on your
vol-au-vents.
Where to find them.
Okay, is there anybody that loves vol-au-vents as much as me? And do you agree? Should there be some kind of movement towards vol-au-vents appearing on more menus across the Southeast? 085 102 9103. I can't be the only one who has an unwavering love for this type of food. And I probably, in reality, only eat a vol-au-vent a couple of times a year because I can't find them on menus anywhere. So thank you for all of the suggestions. I need to do a tour of the Southeast to get
popular
through.
In Kilkenny. Kittler is meant to be amazing. Moobles Cafe in Moobles Furniture Store. I can never say that word.
Moobles.
That's how you say it, Moobles. Yeah. Cove on the Dunmore Road, we're told. That's close.
Where? The Cove does a vol-au-vent. Lads.
Park Hotel Dungarvan being suggested.
Orla said Dungarvan, yeah, okay.
Now, I did not think that it would be possible to find somebody as passionate, if not more passionate, about the humble vol-au-vent than our Shona. But weirdly, Shona has come forward this morning. Good morning, Shona.
Good. Hello, Shona. How are we, guys?
Hello to you, darling girl. In your message when you said you scanned the menu, which is the first thing I do as well, talk to me about like where you've been and how successful you've been with finding this absolute gem of a food.
Yeah, so my boyfriend and I tend to go out for meals very often. So we go out nearly, I'd say, every second weekend. Like, I love a good cooked food, you know what I mean? So when I go out, I always...
Shona, have we met before? We sound like we were...
Two peas in a pod.
Do you know what? Show and Shona, we must be long lost cousins or something.
We need to go eating around the Southeast together.
Absolutely.
I'm the very same as you. I just love it. But go on anyway, back to the volume.
No, I do. Yeah. So I go out and I scan through the menu just to see if there is my vol-au-vent, and my boyfriend knows me too well. He knows me too well. Like, he looks at me and he can tell by my face that I'm so upset that they don't have my vol-au-vent, and he goes to me, he laughs, and sometimes he'll have a bad face as well. He says, just because they don't have your vol-au-vent, do you know? So no, I absolutely agree with Sho. I am in love with vol-au-vent. I don't know what it is, the creaminess, I don't know,
the pastry,
the chicken, it's too good. So definitely there should be more vol-au-vents on a menu.
And when you say like you look at the menu and my vol-au-vent, are you going to places that often do vol-au-vents, or are you just looking on every menu with hope in your heart?
I just hope. I go when I check, because I don't always tend to say, look, we'll go here, we'll go there. Do you know, it depends on my boyfriend as well. I'm a bit too snobby as well. Sometimes I'll actually go online just to check if there is my vol-au-vent, just to double check. But sometimes I have to leave it in his boat too to pick the restaurant, But and then I look and I'm like, I'm so sad.
We are literally the same person. I check menus as well before I go somewhere. Always. I thought it was just me.
We'll have to go out for a dinner now, show. We'll have to just look up every single online menu just to see if we can get our vollivants.
I can't believe we've found each other in a world that's gone mad. We've found each other. Come here, exactly. Where are you living?
I'm Tipperary.
And is there many vollivants around you?
There is one place. It's called the Junction Gastro Bar, out in Limerick Junction, and they do a lovely vollivant, I have to say. So shout out to them, I do love my vollivants.
We're hearing some good reports from Kilkenny, so that might be a central point for you and show to meet.
Might be somewhere for us to go now, show.
I would be very much up for a vollivant date, to be honest with you.
Absolutely. Pencil me in, no problem. Okay, anytime.
We will set this up, we will make it happen. Other messages coming in saying the Granville, the Rue, Glen, and where was the other one I saw there? I've missed it. Well, I don't know.
John is a chef. He says, I'm not joking, lads. I make the nicest vollivant going. We have a special in our restaurant. We do a smoked chicken and wild mushroom, and also we do a seafood vollivant.
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah, well, I'd be open. But you know what? Absolutely. The secret to a vollivant, a good vollivant, is real big chunks of chicken and plenty of pastry. And that's what I got the other night. So let's hang out together and let's eat vollivants together.
Absolutely. Thanks a million, guys.
Do you know what? Like, I feel like this was meant to be. All right?
This is
Shauna and Shona forever.
Nice to chat to you,
everybody. Bye, guys.
Vollivants.
Bye-bye.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Right, it's Friday. It's time for the game show. And giving it a lash this morning, we're off to Tip this morning. How's Sharon?
Sharon!
Hi, guys. How are we?
We're great. So good. How are you, darling girl, this Friday morning?
I was just going to say I'm brilliant and well done to you again now for this morning. I was cheering you on from Feddart. I was driving through and I was blowing the horn. Everyone was looking at me like, what the hell?
I heard you, girl. Thank you so much. Come here. Would I be right in saying, are you on your summer holidays?
I'm finishing today, but back again next week then for July provision, it's called. Okay. So we have two more weeks after that. Okay. So,
And will you get a holiday yourself? Will you head off anywhere?
I am. I'm actually going to Benidorm.
Oh, my God, I'm jealous. I've always wanted to go. I'm obsessed with the TV show.
I've always wanted to go to Benidorm. And my friend Keith went with his friends last year for a big birthday they were celebrating. He said it was absolutely brilliant. Have you been before?
Yeah, I've never been and I've never seen the programme either. So I have no idea, but just going to go for the crack.
Deadly. Okay, so just the two of you, girls' trip.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Love that. Okay. Well, this is the Friday Game Show. Sharon, I believe you might be familiar with it, are you?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Okay, good one yourself. Okay, well, this morning's title is The Great Beat Breakfast. Lewis Capaldi Let's Slip. He's playing Electric Picnic this week. Friday Game Show. And
love it.
As we know, all of the questions and answers loosely, and I say that with my hands in the air, very loosely relate to the words, okay? So some of them are a play on the words. Silliest game on Irish radio, if not in the world. Sharon and Tip, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay,
question
here we go.
Number one on the Friday Game Show. When you accidentally reveal something or say something you didn't mean to, you might use a phrase. Is it A, slip of the toenail, B, slip of the tongue, or C, slip of the tibia?
now
take your time, Sharon, because obviously multiple choice and you don't want to be rushing or hasty on these.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I was kind of thinking it was the first one, but do you know what? I'm going to gamble and go for the second one, a slip of the tongue.
Slip of the tongue would be right. Jeez, it's a flying start, Sharon. It's a flying start. Are you doing it for the weekend, actually?
Actually, no, I'm not in plan for this weekend. No, you take it easy.
You've had a busy week. You were saying you were at one of your favourite boy bands this week.
Yeah, we were at Five the other night, and actually on the 9th we're going to see Tom Grennan. So.
Oh, deadly. Yeah. That's a brilliant shout. Deadly. Is that in the marquee?
Oh, yeah. He's marquee,
So it's ideal. Like, it's only an hour away. So.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Okay, question number two. When you are out with people and you need to use the bathroom, you might say, I'm just what? A, just nipping to the goo. B, just nipping to the moo. Or C, just nipping to the loo. Now again, Sharon, please take your time.
Oh God.
All right, take your time.
Another. Jeez, you're really throwing them at me this morning. They're very hard.
It is
that a phrase that you use?
What?
Just nipping to the...
I would, yeah. So only because I use it, I'm going to go with it and I'm nipping to the loo.
Yeah!
Can I just say, I'm going out tonight on the work night out, and watch for this, Amy, because you're going to be with me. At some point, I'm going to say, I'm nipping to the goo and just see what the reaction is. Okay?
I will report back on Monday. Okay, Sharon, question number three. You're making a mockery of people listening to the Friday game show this morning because you're doing so well.
Woohoo!
Somebody just said, that's very negative. Somebody just said on WhatsApp, avoid Benidorm. We will not be avoiding Benidorm.
Oh, no.
No. Why, Helen? Why? Okay, question number three. The well-known Oasis song, what is the correct title? Is it A, She's Magnetic, B, She's Electric, or C, She's Full of Gas?
Okay, that's the hard one.
Sharon, you know your music. I'm confident you'll get this.
I do. You can get it. I'm going to go for the middle one again.
Middle one. There you go. Flying, Sharon. Flying through these. No help.
No help. You're on my own in Little Car Park in Cashel, like a right weirdo.
She's gone now, Sharon. You've lost her. She's got a mouthful of tea. She doesn't know what to do with herself.
Nobody's going to beep at me, I'd say. So.
You need to swallow it.
Sorry, Shona.
You need to swallow your tea. Don't spit on the desk. Sorry, Sharon. We will get there in a minute now. Hang on.
It's all right. I shouldn't have said what I said.
No, don't.
Is she choking, man?
No, she can't swallow because she's laughing so much. So she's a mouthful of tea. And she doesn't know what to do because she can't talk. She can't. Oh, I think it's gone down. Nope. Are you okay in there?
Sorry.
Somebody give Sharon a beep. I'm so sorry. Do you ever get that where your mouth is full and you're laughing so much so you can't swallow? Okay, I'm here. I'm back in the room. This is madness. Bear with me. It's funny that you say where you are, right? Because when you are shopping in that place of the car park that you're in or another similar
German superstore.
Superstore, yeah. And you're looking for a bargain. Do you go to A, the middle aisle, B, the far right aisle, or C, the front left aisle?
Oh my God, like that's crazy now, isn't
it?
The fact that I'm going in to do that.
Coincidence.
Yeah, it's got to be the middle aisle.
It is the middle aisle.
Hey.
We love a bargain on this show. We love a bargain. Right, this is it. This is the most important part. It is the audio clue.
The audio clue.
I love the audio clue. Yes.
Are you ready to sing, Sharon?
Oh God, lads, I don't know.
You've sung on this show before. I remember it well. A bit of Manic 2000.
And yes, Mark McCain.
Mark McCain. Oh my God, you lads.
That was one of our favourite moments ever.
Oh, you got me rightly that morning.
You were so, I'm on the Google. Yeah. Right, we are going to sing for you and all you've got to do is come back with the last line, right? So this is from a very well-known movie musical. So what we're going to ask you to do firstly, Sharon, is just warm up your vocal cords. So all together, 1, 2, 3. Oh, yum, 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 yum. And again, Sharon, please.
That's beautiful.
Stunning voice. Okay.
Thanks, lads. Thanks.
Are we ready? Let's do this. Okay. In 3, 2, 1.
Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go. Turn away and slam the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm rage on.
The rain never bothered me anyway. Is that?
What did she say?
Or the snow.
No, try again.
No. Oh God, am I wrong? I don't know. I never even thought Frozen, lads.
No,
No, the snow never bothered me.
No, so you said rain first and then you said cold. And
so
then,
it is snow, but it is. What is snow? Like, if it's when not you, warm.
When you're bitter, you say.
The cold.
Yes.
The cold.
Yeah, sing us. Sing us.
The cold never bothered me anyway.
Yay!
The rain never bothered me anyway.
To be honest with you, as an Irish person, I think that's totally fair. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm. Sharon, you are an absolute queen, as always. We adore you. You've got your hands on the 50 euro. One for all. Thanks for playing the Friday game show live from the little car park in Tipperary. We love
Sharon. No beeps.
No beeps. No beeps.
No beeps. No beeps.
Hang on a second. Let's see if we can do it. Is there anybody possibly passing or in the car park that just could beep at Sharon right now that might be listening in their car? Hang on. Give it 5 seconds.
No, lads.
Is there not much going on in Cashel at this hour?
Very disappointing. Nothing.
Okay. Beep. Beep, beep.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second.
Thanks, lads.
Not one. Not one. That is a shambles. That is
absolutely
shambles.
Sharon, have a
great
weekend.
Beat Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.